Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So are you one of the people that got a free NCT test because of the delays caused by the backlog? NCT say 2,000 have been offered to motorists since the start of the year. That and other matters. I'm joined by Bob Flavin of TikTok fame, motoring man on TikTok and YouTube. I know you had trouble getting your YouTube channel back sorted, but you did. Good man, Bob, you've been on the show with me before. Morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, I eventually got my YouTube channel back, but yes, TikTok is still in there as well, yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple of things to do, Bob. The NCT tests and the free ones offered, how does one qualify for a free NCT test?
So if you've been waiting longer than 28 days for a test booking, then you're supposed to be offered a test for free. You can't actually apply for it yourself, so it's not a thing you can go into the website and start clicking around to get offer a free test. They actually have to offer it to you. But you can complain. So if you do eventually get your test and it has been longer than 28 days, you can complain to the NCTS, say that it should be free on the day. But there's no point in complaining, by the way, to the people at the counter. They don't have control over that. It's a computer that tells them what to book. So giving out to the guys on the ground isn't really going to help your cause. You need to go onto the website and deal with customer services.
Like if I go online today to try to book an NCT test, I'd be lucky to get into any either one of the Cork centres before June at the earliest. So they should therefore be offered for free, shouldn't they?
You should immediately, yeah. Once you actually get your test, you should. Now, what actually happens and what should happen is usually two different things when it comes to a sort of a government-run or privately-run government department. But they can be very, very slow, but they have been offered them. Now, 2,000 is not that many. I would suggest that only a drop in the ocean for people who actually waited for an NCT longer than 28 days for a booking.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say it's quite small. Now, your two sectors on there are actually very heavily used, and you do okay with the passes. I mean, there's no massive amount of failed dangerous parts down in Cork, but you still shouldn't be waiting. You got two centres, you shouldn't be waiting any longer than 28 days. It should be easily done.
Well, let's take, I mean, I had people here looking for bookings. They were looking in January for, and they were getting August. So it's absolutely demented. I don't know if it's improved, though. Another thing that's causing problems.
There is another. There is another part of that. You can go on to an emergency list, so you can go by the list. You can go on to a waiting list as well. So if you take the first thing that's offered to you, it might be June or August. If you go in and say you'll take any days, any time in the local area, you'll end up on a cancellation list, because one of the biggest things that happen to the NCT is people not showing up. And that's realistically, they either don't show up or they just show up and fail immediately, or they show up at the wrong time and their slot is missed, and that opens up other slots around. So you might get a cancellation slot. That is available on the website.
Okay. Move to the driver theory tests. We're hearing about people being cancelled multiple times here locally. Is there a problem nationally, do you know?
There is a constant problems with driving, both theory test and the actual tests themselves, the practical tests. But the problem has been staffing, and the problem is a new computer system was brought in. And kind of during the pandemic time, they brought in this new computer system that was going to deal with everything. So instead of you phoning the licensing authority or the RSA or any of that, you now have this kind of log-on system. You log in, the system gives you a date, and that date could end up being cancelled because there's not a staff member on the other end, because they do a lot of this remotely these days as well.
Yeah.
So if you are about to log on and do your test online and the person who is checking your test is not available, your test is cancelled. That's essentially what goes on now.
Crikey. People just need to wait around. Let me talk about something, Bob, that you and I have discussed before, but it's really prevalent at the moment. Now, we have a spate of thefts of Japanese imports. I spoke to two women this morning whose cars were stolen on St. Patrick's Day within hours of each other. And the problem with no immobilizers, no alarm systems in them. Should you be told by the dealer whether this is the case when you're buying them?
This is down to dealer desperation, really, trying to find used cars to sell on the market. And there's been a number of them coming in from Japan. We kind of stopped importing Japanese cars. It tapered off as we got into bed properly with England. We ended up getting a lot more English cars, European cars coming through and less of the Japanese cars. But because of Brexit, because of import duties, because of this disconnect now, we now look at Japan as where the cars can come from. The big problem there is they don't have the same regulations we have here about mobilizers, about alarms, about anti-theft systems over there. But why they don't have them, I'm not too sure, but certainly most of the cars that are coming in here now don't have an electronic mobilizer attached. It just doesn't have enough things in the car to stop old-fashioned kind of hot-wiring theft. That's what's going on at the moment.
Yes. People talk about dead switches, and I was asked to ask you, if I want a dead switch in my car, can I get it fitted? Should I go to a garage and should I tell my insurance I've put it in?
Yes, you can. So that's a physical immobilizer. So essentially what you're talking about, dead switch would be a fuel disconnect switch, essentially just turning off the fuel, the ability for fuel to flow in the car. They're brilliant. They're very old-fashioned and old-school works. Like that stuff actually does work because they're nearly impossible to find. You should get it fitted by a garage because you're messing with the fuel system, so you want to make sure it's fitted correctly and done. And yes, you should always inform your insurance company of any changes you make to the car, including alarms and mobilizers. You might actually get a discount.
Right. So if you get an alarm or mobile put in, let them know. Josh actually was asking a good question here with regard to NCT. If your NCT is out of date and you're waiting for the test and you have an appointment, if you're driving with an out-of-date NCT, can you have a problem with your insurance if you have a tip?
Yes, well, this is untested, but the insurance company said there shouldn't be a problem once the car is roadworthy. But who decided the car was roadworthy other than the NCT that you've had that lapsed? So there's a disconnect in the wording of a lot of the insurance policies. It's not really tested. We don't really have good, accurate data on cars that have no NCT, having collisions and then being rejected by the insurance company. But it's unlikely to be rejected. The other problem is it's actually illegal to drive a car on the road without an NCT cert. So you have the problem with the law as well.
And it carries points now as well. It carries points as well.
Which is
Lastly and quickly, Bob, because I'm running short of time, the thing on the NCT tests, how might you know if you're eligible? Can you look for one?
You'll get an email from customer services. The first thing that will happen is the NCT will email you to say you've entitled to a free test. If they don't and you think you are, then contact their customer service through the website and just say, I've been waiting longer than 28 days. I want a free test. Then you'll start communications off that way.
All right, Bob, we'll leave it there. People can find you on TikTok or on YouTube. Bob Flavin Motoring. And everything will come up, his videos and everything else. Thanks, Bob.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.